PC number for the record?
Maria Pepalusa Dixon, 315710.
Thank you, Ms. Dixon. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the wrong allegation on your right. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on December the 5th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
And on that notification, it stated, and among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, as you can see, there are five board members here to participate in your hearing today. I just want to introduce them to you all the way on your right. That would be the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And on the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. We also have in the room the gentleman that you should be able to see there. That is the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Dixon and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you swear for it? Ms. Dixon?
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Dixon has indicated you have one allegation on your right. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And then if we go to phase two, we will make a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to continue you on supervision. But now we're in phase one. And the allegation on your right reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3. As demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 5101 North 17th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 4, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were restrained from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Dixon, I move to find that she violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Seconded.
Agreed. Seconded by Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, ma'am, we're preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. We're going to ask you to remain quiet as we get some background information coming from the Department of Correction through Mr. Westby. So once he's finished talking, then we're going to come back and talk with you, and then you can tell the board anything you need to tell the board. So just remain quiet now as the Honorable Mr. Westby will provide us with some background information. Mr. Westby, sir.
On September 18, 2018, Ms. Dixon was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested October 27, 2018 by Mesa PD for a number of charges. She is back in DOC custody on October 27, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 11, 2019 with 23 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, shoplifting, 2.5 years. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Her disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2015, shoplifting, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2016, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G3B2.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Westby. And we're back to you, Ms. Dixon. Based on information that we show that when you were released on community supervision and you were from the Paragon, you were approved to go to Skelly House there in Phoenix, and then you were discharged from Skelly House on something like September 24, 2018, and you were approved to go to One Direction located at 5101 17th Avenue in Phoenix, and then you voluntarily left there, when we approve residents, and there is no other approved residents. Where did you go after you left for that one direction, please, ma'am?
To Long Beach and Mesa.
So where were you in Mesa? What were you doing in Mesa, ma'am?
I was staying with my sister because I had nowhere to go.
Okay. So why didn't you tell your parole officer that you were going to try to reside with your sister and receive approval, ma'am?
Because I didn't want to come back here.
Because you didn't want to come back here. Well, you know that eventually you was going to come back. Somebody was going to find you eventually, so they finally found you, and here you are back here. Okay, maybe if you had told your parole officer, maybe we would not have the opportunity to speak with you today. Maybe you would be out just having a good time and living a good life. But you're back, so we'll see what happened. Now, did you have any employment while you were out when, job?
Yes, I did. I was working.
What were you doing?
Through Premier Solutions.
What were you doing?
In different companies, packaging food in the freezer.
Okay, so you were packing food in the freezer. Okay. What kind of food were you packing, ma'am?
Freshly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a job. And once you get out, whether you get out now, you get out in later, do you plan to go back there and work? Or what are your plans, ma'am?
Yeah, I plan to go back to get money.
Okay, well.
I'd like to go back.
Okay, well, we hope that you will make it back. And did you drop any UAs while you were out this time, ma'am?
Yes, I did, actually. I did for Skelly House and for One Direction.
How did they turn out? Were they positive or negative?
They're all good.
They turned out all good. And
yeah,
let me ask. Okay, let me ask this just based upon what has been reported by the Department of Correction. What were you doing, ma'am, out there, a shoplifting? What was going on there, ma'am?
I was homeless at the time, so I didn't know how to get a job. I didn't know how to go about doing nothing with my life until I came here and I had to learn, you know, to get a job because I never had a job my whole life.
So, yeah, so when I got out, then I tried to be responsible and stop doing drugs and stuff, but it just wasn't working out for me. It was too much, I guess, so I drank and I got on the light rail and they called them, so that's why I came back in.
You know, when you were shoplifting, what were you shoplifting?
I mean, what kind of goods were you doing when you were shoplifting, ma'am?
Just clothes for myself, whatever I needed for the day, or if I wore a couple of clothes for a month or something, then I'll go get me some clothes.
Okay, so you would this question you don't have to answer, but why didn't you go to your sister and see if your sister could provide some money for you to help you survive when you got out now?
Well, this time, two of my sisters tried to help me, but they have their own families to take care of, so I just feel like I'm a burden on them, so I don't want to give them that burden, you know what I mean, to take care of me when I'm a grown woman and I have a job and I should be able to take for myself. But my car got donated to from One Direction, so I didn't have my money either, so I had to wait for my car to come in, in which my car was to go all the way to Saxon. And my grandma over there, she said my car didn't come in, so I was just like waiting it out until my car came in. But I have money, I still have money on my car, so I don't know. It just didn't work out. It wasn't in God's plan for me, I guess.
It seemed to me that you missed a number of counseling or whatever this is. You missed the first one that Friday, and then you missed another one. The first one you say you missed because you fell asleep. The next one, I guess that Sunday, they wanted you to come back, and you missed that one, I think, because you didn't have a car or something. So what was going on? You never did make any of them, so you were just kind of relaxing and just didn't go?
Well, for the first couple of days, I stayed up for like 4 days. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. I told them that too. I told them like, I don't know what was wrong with me. I get real bad anxiety and I feel like I'm under pressure. Like I gotta stay up. Like there's something I need to stay up for. I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but I let them know. And I had she's like a case manager through SMI services. And we made an appointment to take me to go get medication for all of that. But still, they kept drug testing me, and I wasn't doing nothing. It was just, it was too much anxiety for me. I guess it was just too much, like, to get out, and I don't know, but the use of it, I guess, no more.
Did you go to counseling or anything with that SNRI, or did you get any medication or anything of that nature regarding that situation?
No, I just have my medication that I left with from here.
Oh, okay. What kind of medication?
That didn't run out yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm still taking that.
So what do you take? What's that for? Why are you taking that medication, ma'am?
For anxiety and for hearing voices and stuff like that.
Okay, so have you... Since you've been back and on a regular schedule, are you still having anxieties, or have you kind of relaxed a little bit now?
I'm relaxed.
Yeah, you look like you're relaxed. You just feel good today. So that's when I was wondering whether that medication was working. So apparently it is working. We're glad to know. We're glad to know that. I'm just going to ask one other question, then I'll see if my other board members might have some questions for you. But, and you don't have to answer this one either. Have you ever gone to one of the Native American programs in the Phoenix area, since you're in the Phoenix area? I know they have some outstanding programs here in the Phoenix area, but they take care of, it's my understanding, rather, that they provide services at no cost to Native Americans. Have you checked out any of those programs, ma'am?
Actually, I did before I got out. I tried to go to Native American Connections, but they didn't accept me. For, I don't know, whatever reason.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. One thing you did say that caught my attention, you stated that you did have something to drink while you were out. Were you drinking alcohol, or what were you drinking, ma'am?
I was drinking, I don't know what you would call it, malt liquor, I guess.
Oh, okay.
For local.
Okay. Well, was it making you high or something, or was it just relaxing for you?
No, it don't make me high.
Okay, I just wanted to ask. See, I don't know.
It just relaxes me. It makes me feel calm. It makes me feel okay, like with myself. Just relaxes me and takes away all my stress. So.
Okay, I just asked because I never had any. So I was just asking. Okay, now I'm sure any of my distinguished board members might have some questions for you at this time. Question, distinguished board members. Well, we don't have any questions from board members at this time. Ma'am, you're coming to us at the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time? Nothing else? Nothing else to tell the board? Ms. Dixon?
What?
I said, did you have anything else you want to tell the board before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision? Anything else you want to tell the board?
No.
Okay. Well, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but we do want you to stay on the phone. Listen, in the state of Arizona, we operate under the open meeting laws, and therefore you can hear everything that we say. The board is now in discussion. I find that Ms. Dixon is a very interesting young lady. She has she's getting ahead on. I think that she did have a few challenges when she went out. When she was out, she found herself homeless, and she didn't want to be a burden on her sisters and other family members, and she just was kind of out there. But however, we do commend her for eventually finding some employment. Of course, we cannot condone the fact that she was out there shoplifting both in 16 and 15, and that's something that we just cannot condone. And in addition to that, she did abscond for some 23 days. I think it would just be in Ms. Dixon's best interest just to go ahead and complete her term, and when she gets released, hopefully she'll come out with a plan and never return to DOC again, and be out there and be a productive citizen and show her sisters and everybody else that she can be successful and that she can live a productive life. But I'm only speaking as one individual. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, here nothing else coming from other board members. I'm going to move to find that Ms. Dixon did violate the terms and conditions of supervision. And based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W3003A, as well as testimony coming from Ms. Dixon, as well as testimony coming from the Department of Corrections to Mr. Westby. And my motion is going to be to revoke community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, Superior Wise, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Normally, community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out according to information provided to the board on May the 11th of next year. That's not that long. It may sound like a long time, but that's just around the corner. I hope you put together plans of when you get out. You'll just be ready and be ready to be productive, and that you'll be that productive citizen that I know you can be. So good luck, and your hearing is over, so if you would be kind enough to put the seal screen back on the phone, we would appreciate it. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you. Yep.